Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the MSP Show, your internet radio destination for the business information your managed IT services company needs to streamline operations, generate new revenue streams, and get more customers. And now your host, Stuart Crawford.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good afternoon to wherever you are in the world. It's Stuart Crawford here on the MSP Show, and we're back on the air here on Blog Talk Radio, streaming live globally on blogtalkradio.com. And I have a great friend of mine joining me this week on the MSP Show. Now, I haven't talked to Wayne, in many, many years, but his email, let's talk about the importance of email marketing. His email landed in my inbox a few weeks ago, and I needed to reach out to him and get him on the call today and talk about some of the things that, he's doing. Now, a lot of water's under the bridge in the last 3 or 4 years, Wayne, since we last spoke last, but, and I think you were on this show a few years ago. Give us an update of what's going on in your world, and welcome to the MSP Show today.
Thank you very much, Stuart. It's a great pleasure to be on your show today and talking to all your clients and people who follow you and listen to you. As you know, my base is in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I moved almost full-time to Mazatlan, Mexico about 2.5 years ago. I still have a full list of business owners, executives, CEOs that I coach on a regular basis, mostly on the phone. I still travel North America doing leadership talks and training. I've been doing this for about 30 years or more. Love what I do. And the best, most exciting thing that happened to me is I got married on Friday. So I'm moving into a new phase in my life. So it's great.
Refreshing, right?
Oh, very much.
Yeah. Hey, so Wayne, this email that I got from you, a couple weeks back, and again, I said it just really got my attention to getting in touch with you. And I actually sent an email out to my list this morning on the importance of email marketing and doing the right thing. But it struck me and said, this is exactly what managed IT companies, those business owners, small businesses alike, they need this kind of reminder. And we'll send out the link available later to those who come to ulistic.com. But, I work with managed service provider owners, operators, service personnel, sales professionals, marketing professionals. And, there's something in my gut that really just, makes me wonder how, what makes the super successful companies really, really successful and continue to get the stratospheric success that we want them to achieve. And there's always those that seem to continue to struggle day to day, maybe they're just getting by or they have a small amount of profit at the end of the year. What do you think, Wayne, is the major difference you see between uber successful companies and those that seem to just squeak by?
That one's actually pretty simple, I think. Anyhow, I've been dealing with successful business owners and not so successful business owners for a long time. The most successful never look behind them. They're always looking forward. It's always what the next step is and what do I have to do next. They don't tend to complain about what happened. They tend to be grateful for the opportunities that are ahead of them and what has happened, actually, and then they use it to their advantage. And that's that's probably one of the biggest ones. Stuff happens, and they don't worry about it. They figure it out. They build an air strategy, and they move forward. Those who aren't as successful are always kind of trying to figure out what they didn't do instead of focusing on what they should do.
And one of the things you meant, kind of spins off that too, and that's one thing that I always recommend to my clients. And myself, Wayne, I'm sometimes victim, and, you know, I'll put up my hand and say, I do this sometimes too. We worry too much about what the competitors are doing versus what our clients want. Do you see that with, another key differentiator between the really successful ones, that they don't really worry about what they're – they keep an eye on their competitors, but they don't sit there and worry on a regular basis, you know, daily or nightly or weekly or whatever, on what the competitors are doing. They focus on what they're, you know, what the marketplace is demanding.
You know, those it doesn't matter who you look at, right? I mean, whether it's a sports star, superstar, or a business superstar, or whatever it is, you know, they're focused on what they can do, what they can achieve, right? How they can think it out differently. They're not scared of their competition. They actually welcome it, because the superstars always know that the competition will, if they're really paying attention to them, will make them step up their game. So they like, I mean, the ones I deal with, they love good competition. They love good competition because it's something that pushes them. And, you know, you can't control your competition. You can only control what you do going forward, right? And understanding your clients, your customers, and what they want, right? And what they need. And so, you know, go build your service. Go build your game. Go understand your clients. Give them what they actually need. Not what they need today, but what they're going to need in the future.
So I have this big, long list that you sent out, Wayne, and, a couple of things that really jump out at me. And I had to laugh when I read this. It says, you have to fight when you're already injured, bloody, and sore. Now, obviously, I'm related to a boxer, somebody who's, prize fighters who win, championship after championship. You know, when they get a little nick on their cheek, they don't throw in the towel. They keep going at it. Can you expand on that a little bit for me?
You know, absolutely right. Whether it's a football player, hockey player, soccer player, a boxer, right, got a big cut over the eye, they just don't pack it in, right? I deal with it. They don't feel it. They move forward. You have a crappy month. You lose a couple of big customers, a couple of key accounts, something like that, right? For a lot of people, that will take them out and take them out for a long time, right? People who are truly successful use the experience to motivate them to move them forward, right? So are we going to get kicked occasionally? Absolutely, right? Are we going to get a little bloody? Absolutely, right? Are we going to work 18 hours in a day sometimes and miss some things and feel really crappy? Absolutely. But, you know, the ultra success is always ahead of that. So we just got
to
keep.
I have to laugh, Wayne, because as I did when you were just saying that kind of stuff, when you lose a couple of clients or a couple of key accounts, you know what I find most companies, that's when they start reducing and cutting things like their marketing budgets and their sales budgets. And to me, that's kind of the bad way of doing things. You should actually, if you lose a couple of key accounts, you should be investing more in marketing and sales to kind of rebuild that, rebuild that business. That's what we do at Ulistic. I mean, we've lost accounts over our time. And I'm sure you have over your time. That's a time to kind of kick in, not to go and retreat into your cave. Agree or disagree on that?
Oh, I 100% agree, right? We get a lot of people tend to get comfortable when they get some really great clients or accounts. You know, they're creating a lot of our dollars. And what we have to realize is lots of times, sometimes 50% of our business is with 5 to 10% of our accounts. And so we get a little cocky. And when we're like that, that's when we really have to be out there looking for more and spread that 5, 10% to make it, 20, 30%, 50% of our business. And so, we are going to lose accounts. That's guaranteed. I don't care who you are. You are going to lose business, sometimes to no fault of your own, right? Mergers, companies go to business, whatever. And so we continually have to be marketing. And I'm always amazed at companies who cut their marketing and sales budgets. Always amazed.
So keep pounding through this list, because there was 20 or so things on this list that you put out. And
yep.
Another one that and this is kind of my it's my pet peeve, because my personality type is not one that digs into the details too much. Obviously, you know that getting prepped for this call. Yeah, just show up, Wayne. We'll talk about whatever comes up on the list, right? I'm not a very – I have detailed people working for us, but I'm not a detailed person myself. But I also find that most businesses that are very successful, yeah, they look at the details, but they don't obsess over them. And looking at your one comment, you know, one thing here about, you know, grind all the details even when it's easy to shrug them off. Like, you know, are we on the right path, you know, that businesses should look at the details and, you know, and focus on, you know, but don't obsess over them? Is that what you're kind of meaning here, or am I totally off base here?
Oh, well, I'm not a highly detailed person either, but based on doing it on paper, right? I have always had people who are my detail people, but I drive my details in my head a lot, right? I know exactly what's got to happen step by step by step. Everybody does details differently. And so most successful entrepreneurs and business owners I know, they know all the, like, they got the details focused and figured out. They may not have them all written on paper or what have you, or a big strategy book, but they know exactly what it is step by step, day by day. If you ask them, they know. So they're grinding out the details in their head in most cases. Not all of them, right? But because everybody does things a little bit differently. But all successful people do details. They just do them differently. And so
yep.
I know lots of people that just don't want to think about it. They don't want to get to the details. They want to know what happens next. But those people aren't usually very successful.
Okay. I mean, I can definitely relate to that 100%. The details are, you know, the list is in my head, and I know exactly what I need to do. I had a chat with Marcus, who leads our business development calling team at Ulistic, and him and I were saying, what scripting for telemarketing campaigns and stuff. You know, Marcus and I came up and said, we know what to do. Let's put the key in and let's go, and let's not worry about you know is every single word in the script properly. So I think to kind of sum that part up is that we don't want to obsess over the details too much to the point where it prevents us from moving forward. Is that a safe assumption?
Well, people sometimes get stuck in them like quicksand, right? I've got to figure it out. And there's a difference between grinding out the details, right? When it's either shrug them off than being stuck in the details because I don't want to move forward until I get everything figured out. You go do that, I'll beat you every time.
It's like being stuck in the mud, right? You know, it's like I have a slide in one of my presentations about being stuck in the mud, and it's worried about getting too much on the details. I think, you know, my experience has shown that those that are very successful, yeah, they know what they need to do, and they get it. And then I think it was Harv Eker who taught me the importance of, you know, sell it before you create it. And, you know, we always sell stuff before we even create it, and let's see what the market's going to do with it. And then we have to go, okay, we sold three of these. What do we have to do to get it done? I think that's a good character trait of successful entrepreneurs. They go out there and they spend a lot of time ironing all the details. They go see, actually, is the marketplace going to respond to this?
But, you know, that is obsessing about the details, right? Because you're not sitting there, like, building product without anybody, without a client to sell it to, is not grinding out the details. That's stupid, right? I mean, the real focus on details is really understanding your clients and asking them questions, and then giving them what they absolutely need.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's cool. Let's have a look through the list here. What else? What other ones that jump out? Some of these have the same theme, but I like the one that you have to try, fail, and try again. I have an old saying that I failed 19 times out of 20, but it's that one time out of 20 that I succeeded that keeps me going. It's kind of like golf, Wayne. You know, I'm not a great golfer. I shoot, you know, 90 to 100 depending on how I play, but there's always that one fantastic shot that keeps me coming back the next round. Business is the same way.
Does absolutely right. I mean, try, fail, and try again. Lots I tell people is that success doesn't give you experience. Failure does. You know, failure gives you experience. Failure teaches us how to be more successful. If you remember way back in the .com era, right, where all these young people were building, getting companies, they didn't have products, they were bringing money in, right? So, and always successful. And when you know, the shit hit the fan, so to speak, right? None of them knew how to maneuver around it because they never failed. And so those who are the most successful, right? I mean, they try, they fail, they try again, they figure it out. Okay, that didn't work. What do I need to do different? Even if you make a catastrophic mistake, right? It's not the end of it. Most very, very successful people have gone bankrupt at least three times, right? They go at things, they try, they learn from it, and they move forward. So welcome failure. That's your lesson. That's your teacher. And it can take you out, though, mentally and emotionally. Sometimes failure can take people out mentally and emotionally, and they never be heard of again. So mental and emotional strength is also very important.
Exactly, exactly. So, Wayne, I got to pause for a couple of seconds here. We got the, you know, obviously our sponsors to keep this show on the air. So we'll be back in about 90 seconds here after a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay.
Does your MSP website struggle to stand out from the crowd and get your company's unique message across to potential customers? Businesses have many options when choosing their IT services provider, and if you want them to choose you, it's important you make a good first impression. And that first impression will most likely come from your website, so it's essential that it stands out. Ulistics MSP website service can provide you with exactly the website you need. For $297 a month, your managed IT services business will get a professionally designed, fully search-optimized MSP marketing website. Custom content, laser-focused on your core offerings and target markets. Branded videos, focused on your solutions. Content delivered each day, centered on what matters most to your customers. Daily reports, detailing who is visiting your site and what they are viewing. A monthly MSP newsletter, call analytics, and so much more. Don't delay any further. Potential customers are searching for an MSP right now, and Ulistics MSP website service can help them find you. For more information, visit bestmspwebsites.com.
As an MSP, you understand how important it is to offer dependable PBX service to your clients. EasyOffice Phone's MSP program will expand your portfolio, generate recurring revenue, and build long-lasting client relationships. Become a full voice and data provider with a minimum impact to your business, and let us take care of sales training, deployment, and support. Offer your customers the same kind of telephone service that big companies enjoy. Visit EasyOfficePhone.com today to learn more.
All right, folks, well, that's our sponsor, EasyOffice. Well, and if you're looking at an MSP looking to hosted VoIP solution, hope it's hosted PBX, these are the guys to call. We're using them with Ulistic, and I tell you, they are fantastic. So we had a bit of a technical glitch during our commercial break there. Wayne dropped off on the line, so we're going to get him to reconnect here. But if you're interested in finding out his entire list, just go to www.ulistic.com. It's ulistic.com. /Wayne, and you'll get the full list of things that Wayne has recommended to do as a successful MSP business. And so it's ulistic.com/Wayne, and you'll get on there. So we're just waiting for him to dial back in. So, you know, Wayne's talking about a lot of things here that are very, very important, and, you know, a lot of them are near and dear to me, and, you know, how I help manage service providers through our Ulistic business is, it's pretty tough to sell managed services, is it not? You agree? And, you know, it's a pretty tough racket. It's hard to sell IT services to companies, especially those that really don't value IT. But there are a lot of companies out there, guys, and people that are listening today that are truly maximizing and winning new opportunities. And why are they doing that? It's really, really simple. They're doing the tough thing, the thing that Wayne has mentioned on the first part of the call today. You know, doing the tough things. You know, he mentioned things about doing the hard things. You know, don't afraid to make a call. You're afraid to, you know, you have to make a call you're afraid to make. Sometimes it's, you know, letting a prospect go. Sometimes it's not pursuing a bad opportunity. Sometimes we have to say no to these folks. Here's one of my personal favorites: is you have to get earlier. You have to get up earlier than the competition. And you have to do things sometimes before anybody else gets out of bed. I'm shocked, and I'm constantly in awe of these people that are not morning people. They don't want to get up in the morning. They rather sleep all day, and then what happens? They play the victim. They play, oh, woe is me. This is what's happening to me. You know, the world's against me. Yada yada yada. And
sometimes if you just get up before 6 o'clock in the morning and get things done, they often have a higher degree of success. So, folks, I don't believe Wayne is going to be able to call back in. It's we're seeing if he can join us here, but he may have had some technical difficulties there at the commercial break and hasn't had an opportunity to get back in. So I think we'll wrap things up for today, abbreviated version of the MSP show. Again, I welcome you to go to Ulistic.com/Wayne, Ulistic.com/Wayne, and check out what he has to say. A lot of good stuff there. And if you're interested in hooking up with him, there's a link on that page to his LinkedIn profile that you can click on, and it'll take you, and you can reach out to him through his LinkedIn profile. So you can just actually just email me, say he's trying to get back in. So let's just, that's very, 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 very key, guys. And so, check it out. Do the things that are hard. I like the part of the analogy about the boxer and the football player when they're playing when they're injured. You know what that is? And we see it with employees all the time. Oh, I got a little bit of a sniffle, so I can't come into work today. There's people out there that do that. We know that. We see it every day, do we not? They're looking for an excuse not to do something. And, again, those are the people that struggle through life. I don't want to sugarcoat this anymore, folks. We've got to do the hard things. We got to get earlier in the morning than our competition. We've got to be able to do our work when we're not feeling 100%. We got to, dig deep. And that's what makes those companies, those leaders, very, very successful. And those who struggle continue to struggle. Anyway, we're not going to get Wayne back on the line today, so we'll cut the MSP show short here for today. We welcome you to join us at ulistic.com/Wayne to get his tips. Go there, check it all out. And, apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll get him back on the show here sometime real soon here to kind of wrap up this conversation. Anyways, thanks for joining us on the MSP show. This is Stuart Crawford signing off, and check back later. We'll have another great show lined up. Visit ulistic.com, and we'll talk to you all soon. Thank you very much, folks.
This has been another episode of the MSP Show with host Stuart Crawford. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch our next episode for more of the relevant business information your managed IT services company needs. For more information on how Ulistic can help your business achieve stratospheric growth, visit www.ulistic.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.